4 o'clock in the morning. I feel like singing that song. I think it's a Leonard Cohen song. Let me see if I have this on. Oops, I never turned it off last night. It's not gonna be good. Okay, so it's 4 a.m. in the morning. It's actually 4:40. I'm headed out already from my little spot here in Washington. And I'm headed for coffee. Let me find out where I'm supposed to go here. There's the truck part of this. Interesting. Oh, I guess I can keep going up to speed limit. This is always the weirdest thing in the morning for me when I leave the place. I'm not quite awake. And it's already 63 degrees here at 4 in the morning. On to the big road of Highway 5, Interstate 5. First stop in my mind is coffee. So I will look for that first. But it looks like I have about 262 miles to get to my destination, which is Vancouver, British Columbia. And I look forward to seeing water. Yeah, I came up this I-5 because I thought it would be quicker, and I think it has been. I think on my route home, I'm going to head the other direction, although it'll take me longer. I'm a water gal. I like water. Oh my gosh. Okay, so, here's the Ridgefield National Wildlife Refuge. I did see that on the map yesterday. Thought about staying there if I could, but alas, I got the nice price here, a free spot at the safety, what they called the safety, it was like a safety rest stop. The car's on one side, the truck's on another, and everybody was around me was spending the night, so even though it said no overnight, it was open 24 hours. So I woke up early and went to the bathroom, got my teeth brushed, and here I am. Way station open. You know, it's all going to be different for me. You know, what I realized coming north is, like yesterday in Oregon, I was surprised to see gas stations that had actual servicemen helping people. That used to be how it was in California. Not anymore. And, in fact, when I was pumping my gas, the guy came around and he kind of went, kind of like, oh, you're doing okay? Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm not used to service men in the gas stations anymore. So that was funny. And then I noticed something. Oh, yeah, yesterday driving, I noticed that the freeways are like the old California freeways used to be. Kind of like, they're not so, I mean, there's not as many lanes. Like, I think there's only three going one, three going the other. Not like six and six, right, in California. And the middle of the freeways are like with the grassy, you know, the grassy open space like that in the middle. I just like, wow. I'm used to seeing walls, you know, cement walls at times, and just different freeway landscape even. It's kind of funny.
So I guess I'll just drive until I can kind of see. Or I see something that says, coffee!
Can't much see anything right now, and it's kind of like, looks like industrial type area right here. I don't like getting off looking for coffee and you find yourself in an industrial area and there's nothing in there and nothing open. And so that's all for now. I will come back when I have a coffee in my hand. Let me find the video, the whatchamacallit, the taping thingy. Forget I put my map over the video or over the voice record. Well, I'm back because I just saw a sign that said Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Park or something like that. And then I remember looking at Mount Hood, thinking it was Mount St. Helens. I didn't realize it was so quickly or right around in here. I realized I was going to see a bunch of mountains as I traveled here. I mean, my goodness, I thought there was Mount Lassen, but it was Mount Shasta, Mount Hood, Mount St. Helens.
There's even a Mount Rainier.
Oh, this country, the Cascades. This is the Cascades. We're seeing some of up here, and it's all new country for me. It's amazing that I lived this long and never been up in this part of the countryside. And I had aunts and uncles up here at one point. I don't know if my aunt lives up here anymore. Sure where she lives now. Weird. My mother's sister.
Oh, I know one of her sisters lives in California now. She used to live up here.
Port of Woodland, next exit. Let's see, we're going straight for now. I'm sort of wishing it was just a tad bit lighter. I just crossed over a body of water and look beautiful in the morning. Dawn, but I can't see what I just crossed over. And I love water, bodies of water, so I know we're gonna get some of that now because we're coming up to the top part of the state before we go across the border into into Vancouver and British Columbia. You know, I've really got the bug now to come this direction and explore it more.
I think a lot of my Scandinavian relatives have
populated the area up in this area as well over the years from my father's side. So,
yeah, interesting. Well, I'm still waking up.
No coffee yet, and it's 5 a.m. Of course, it's only been like, what, 20 minutes or something like that. I don't have as long to go today. It looks like I only have about 269 miles right now to get to where I want to go, so I should put me in there pretty close to around 10 a.m. in the morning. And then I will tonight. there's a good show coming up at the festival. Even Mary Gauthier and Gretchen. Oh my goodness, no, you're not going to forget her last name. Well, anyway, the three gals that have been touring together lately. I actually saw them at the
let me get my brain in gear.
Gretchen Peters, Mary Gauthier, and the other one. Gilkinson or something? Gosh, Robin, wake up. Anyway, they've been touring, and I saw them at the Freight, that's what we call it there in Berkeley. It's not the Freight and Barrel, but Freight Salvage. Anyway, it was a great concert. And Mary has recently, I know, put out a new album. I'm trying to think of the other two gals, if they have or not. Gretchen had put out something new when I saw her. Maybe it was a year or two ago in Berkeley. So they'll be there. Looks like a lot of good folks are going to be at this festival. Rye Cooter, I probably shouldn't talk until I have coffee. Let's see, Kalama. I probably don't even pronounce this stuff right. I'm so embarrassed, seriously, that I haven't been up here. And I don't know this history really much at all. And up here is a lot of Native American history, too. Duh, right? In my own backyard, that's how it always is. You know, I've gone to Europe and different places, and there's still so many places in my own country and in British or in Canada. I've only been to a few places in Canada. Oh my gosh, here's a big
industrial something, like a big power plant or something over here on the left.
Oh gosh, I'm so, excuse me, that is just so rude to be yawning and opening my mouth like that while I'm talking. Says anything, but it looks like a big plant of some sort. Oh my gosh, it's all lit up. It actually has a lot of walkways to get up to the top. It looks like a big conveyor belt. What is that? Oh, here we go. Let's see. Somaracus. Gosh, it's in the Kalama. You say Kalama. I say Kalama. God. You know, like potato, tomato. Kalama. Oh. Gotta have some fun. Oh, it's right there. Is that water? Let me put my... Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm right next to some big, huge body of water. Oh, my gosh. I gotta stop and get coffee so I can let the light come up a little. I don't want to miss all this. When I opened the window, I got some sort of funny, like, salty smell, so I can smell that. Wow. That must be a bay right in here. Yeah, I see it on my map. Huge body of water. So I need to... Okay, it says gas and exit. Let's see. I need to get some coffee. So I know where I am. I don't want to miss part of this Washington tour, so I won't probably come down this way again. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll come back this way, but I'm really thinking I'm going to go. Should have just gone. I'm just going to get off on Kalama. Let's see what's in here. Okay. Since I've been singing, Kalama, food. Food straight to the right, to the right, to the left. Stop sign. What's it say here? Antiques, downtown. town is to the right. River recreational area, beach boat launch, port industrial area. Wow, that's scary. That's huge over there. If you go down towards the downtown, it goes uphill.
Turn left onto South First Street. Then turn left
Old
onto
Pacific
First Street.
Highway. Where am I? Is anybody awake at this hour at this town? That's the other thing. Oh no, it makes me go left here. Okay, post office, library. Oh,
in
look 350 at that little,
feet,
this little
turn
town.
Left onto First Street.
Probably an old working town. There's somebody walking the road here.
Turn left onto First Street, then turn right onto Frontage.
It's 5 a.m. and nobody's awake and the stores are closed. You know, duh, Robin, people are sleeping. Gosh, what's this? Tackle shop hunting, beer, wine. Holy kamali. Well, at least I got to see the town.
Turn
okay.
left onto Geranium Street. Then turn right onto Rapids Road.
I have to be calm. Be calm. Not everybody has coffee at 5 a.m. in the morning. Here's a little public library. How cute is that?
In 700 feet, turn left onto Ivy
There's a
Street.
Food mart. I want to go in there for fast coffee. I guess I could do that. Fiber Federal, that's interesting. Your community credit union. And here's
turn
the post
left
office.
Onto Ivy Street.
Should I mail
then
my granddaughters?
Right onto Frontage Road.
Wonder if I can get in there. I have a card for her, even though I just saw her for her birthday. I thought I'd mail her a card from wherever I was on Friday. There's a burger bar. It says it's open, I think. Burger bar? Remax. I don't think I'm going to send it from here. It'll never leave this little post office in time to get out. So let's see. Raspberry milkshakes. Yummy. Well, it looks like it's open, but I don't think it is open.
In 600 feet.
All right. Well, we're going to go back to the freeway. Oh, look at this. These apartments, they look like military housing. The light posts are all
then
lit up like
right
they're Christmas
Road.
Lights. North. Okay. Oops, left. Oops. Okay.
Turn
I love those
right
little towns that
road.
Just kind of hug the freeway. Okay, so Seattle to the right, Portland to the left. I'm going to Seattle. Going to Seattle.
In a quarter mile.
God, I can't believe I'm actually getting a little excited now. I've left my state. I'm out. I've gone through two states so far. I did bring my passport in case I needed it at the border. Ah, that's getting way ahead of myself though because I need to have coffee and I need to. Freeway entrance. Here we are. Wow, what a funny little secret way to get on the freeway.
244 miles. Continue.
Okay, so we know that there's a body of water over there and there's like industrial plants on it. So whatever that is. Now we have steam coming up. It's always the way, right? Where there's water, there's business and industry. Ships come in and the ships come out. Okay, so we're back on the freeway on 5. Oh, it's the Kalama River Road. Oh, boy, it just keeps on going, that big factory. Yeah, Kalama River Industrial Area, next exit. Well, you sure can't miss it. It's like a big city over there. All lit up on the water. Kalama Kalima. I'll have to look that up when I have time. So I'm crossing right now over the Kalama River. Yep. And let's see here. Next stop is coffee. I guess I'll put you on pause again. Okay, wait. I'm about 133 miles outside of Seattle, so that'll give you an idea. Not too bad. That's a couple hours away, really. It's amazing how it doesn't take you really that much. much time to get all the way up to the northern tip of the United States. Although, I mean, of course we have Alaska. My son was so funny, he was talking about that Juno, he and his family went to Alaska last summer, and something about you couldn't drive to get to Juno. You had to take a ferry. I think I'm going to experience some of that up here with British Columbia. Because I know there's a friend up here, I haven't met her yet, but that's, if I want to go find out where she is, or I think I'm going to have to go like by ferry or something, because I don't think she's accessible by road. So, yeah, it's an interesting way of life, I would think, that you'd depend on your ferries to get places. I actually would kind of like to experience that a little bit. I had a little bit of that when I was in Denmark, and I was finding my family there, and Jylland, or Jylland, or however you want to call it, it's in Danish, it's Jylland. There's a little island on, there's a lot of islands, but there's a lot of islands that go inward, you know, outside of the main body of water, but it's like there's the Limfjord, and you have to cross the water to get to these different places, like to Mors Island. I had a relative on Mors. Interesting, because that Mors in Danish means mother. Interesting. Okay, so a little bit of meandering with my conversation. I've been trying to figure out how I can keep these things shorter without my mind just going to stream of conscience when I'm broadcasting, casting, blogging, whatever you want to call it. It's like, oh, there's a train over there. Huh. And it's actually looking like it was going, but it wasn't going very fast. Road work. I was going to mention something yesterday that I saw. I was reading billboards. Here's one. Jesus Christ crucified, risen, and returning. Wow, it's a huge one with a quote from the Bible. But there was one yesterday. What did that one say? I was just like, oh, I should be having my microphone on so I can read the billboards like they're headlines. It was really interesting. I should have just written it down or put it somewhere. It had to do with politics, I think. But it wasn't like, you know, a regular political thing. Oh well, lost in the old brain cells. Well, at least, wow, I see steam over there. Okay, it looks like at least the sunlight is coming up a little more now. I can see the dawn. The light is dawning. Got one lane closed here on the freeway. These big orange barrels in the middle of the road. It looks really weird. But you can't miss them, so that's good. So I'm up, now I'm into a two-lane freeway. Oh, that's nice. They're redoing the road surface. Boy, did that make a difference in the inside sound of my car. Oh. Now the, I wonder if they're, oh yes. So the lane is being reduced to one lane. Boy, Boy, it's a good thing I'm getting out on the road early enough because, oh, there's Taco Bell and McDonald's. I can always stop at McDonald's for a coffee. Yuck. Do I sound picky or what? Okay, Castle Rock, Tacoma, and Seattle on the map here. Yeah, they went down to less than one lane. It kind of went into the... Wow. Where are they? They're paving. Oh, jeez. There was nothing wrong with... Honestly, they're putting out all the... Road workers are out here still. It always is scary when they work out here like this. In the night. So we're in the... I'm in the, like, whatever you call that, where the crap of the road goes. Like what you would consider a bike lane. That's what they have us driving in. They closed all the lanes off. This is a little hairy in here. They've got their trucks with their lights blasting. That's another thing. When they're working on the road, well, that's their cops. They have the big shiny lights that are blinding when you come up on them. Oh my goodness, this is the whole construction crew out here. Three Rivers Mall. Oh, they're trying to close it down because it's commute hour. Yeah, they're trying to get the equipment off the road. Oh boy, I made it through that. Okay, that's my tummy all kind of knotted up. I don't know why. It was just kind of precarious. Whoa, crossing over another little body of water. You know, I'm coming into a town. I'm going to put you on pause because I think I can get coffee in here. And I need some coffee. There's hotels and gas. There's a Denny's. There's always a Denny's in these kinds of folky places. Okay, let's see. Sherry's. Oh, I've seen a bunch of Sherry's Cafe pies. I keep saying I'm going to say goodbye to you, and then I just keep talking. Oh, there's a Starbucks drive-thru. I think I'll manage. I think I'll go through that. See if it's open. Yeah, looks like it is. Okay. Disoriented this morning a little tiny bit. I guess I didn't really get that much sleep either.
In half a mile, turn right onto Mount Brinion Street.
Okay. I'm not really up for much to eat. Where should I drive through? I'll be lazy.
Turn right onto Allen Street. Then turn right to merge onto I-5 North.
Nobody in there. Nobody home. I just passed it by. Well, at least it's not like a line out the back like it normally is at home.
Thank you for choosing Starbucks. What will we serve you today?
Hi. I'd just like to have a medium-sized coffee.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, I guess so. Do you have, what kind of pastry do you have?
We have a lot of pastries. Do you have, like, anything in mind, like, specific, or?
I'm trying to think of, how about, oh, I see them over there. I wasn't seeing them on the menu. Okay, I'll try a pumpkin loaf.
A pumpkin loaf? Do you want that warmed up today?
No, that's okay.
All right, anything else for you today?
Nope, that's it.
All right, we'll see you up here for 562. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so, oh, my hair. I didn't even look at it. I did brush my teeth and stuff. But the little place I was at didn't have a mirror in the bathroom. Oh well. They'll have to look at me the way I am.
Proceed to the route.
It's kind of the epitome of spoiled to have like basic drive-through coffees for you all the time when you're traveling, isn't it? I kind of miss the cafe where you get up and you actually go into a cafe and sit down and have a croissant. I could get out of my car and go into Jack in the Box or Denny's, have pancakes, but I am totally not ready to eat like that. I don't think I need to either. Let's see what my map says here while I'm waiting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For you.
Sorry.
Coffee. Would you like a receipt?
Please. Go ahead and take the receipt. Why not? Thank you. Okay, thank
you. Have a great day.
You too. Okay, so I got my coffee. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, I didn't give her a tip. She looked like she was waiting for it too. God, how terrible am I? Not thinking. Oh. Alrighty. Okay. We're on our way, I think, somewhere. It says it's my maintenance is required now on my car because I've gotten to the point where it's up to the point where they told me to come in to. Let's see. I need to go. I think I need to go over here. How easy is that to get back on the freeway? It's like right up here. Oh, yeah, I'm just. Totally still not awake, really. Oh, yeah, you know what? I ordered just coffee and I was expecting those foo-foo things that you order. White, grande white mocha or something like that. I'm on the frontage road. Well, let's see what happens when I get up here. So when I took my first sip, it felt like sweet coffee. There's a little bridge there. That says dead end. I guess I won't go there. Truck route.
In half a mile, turn right onto Columbia Street.
I thought this was on a freeway on ramp, but it isn't. At least it'll give me a couple minutes to get a little bit of coffee in my brain. So I will. Sorry for the little boring rant here. A little tiny subdivision. Got these little houses that look like they were built right after the war. That kind of bungalow style. Kind of like what I have at home. But bigger. These look like they've got porches and. I'm lost. I gotta go. Oh, my map is saying to come up here.
Turn right at Columbia Street.
Okay. 300 feet. Columbia Street. Here it is. Make a right. See, when all else fails, when you have your GPS on, at least you can get.
In a quarter mile, turn right onto North Pacific Avenue.
Get a little bit of offset. Educational Center, though. Okay, it's putting me back down to the road near the river or near the water. North Fourth is interesting. Lots of flags in here. It's a little town, like a working town. Bain. Oh, they're selling this house. I wonder how much the houses go for up here. This one's a brick house. Wow.
Turn right onto North Pacific Avenue, then continue onto North Kelso Avenue.
That reminds me of Denmark. So I'm on North Pacific, and now it says to make a right. Okay. And I'm sure I'm going to see the freeway on route.
Continue onto North Kelso Avenue.
Is this Kalama? Where did I get off? I don't even know. I don't
in three
even
quarters
remember.
Of a mile.
It says
turn left to merge
seven
onto
tenths
I-5
of a mile, make a left
Seattle.
Onto five. Okay, that's where I want to be. Cute little neighborhood. It's now about 5:20, so I have my coffee. It's a little hot, so I had to sip it gently. Here it looks like a school. Look at the old, oh my gosh, the track, the old track and the old bleachers. Oh, I love that. I should really turn around and get my camera out. You don't see that much anymore. HMS Huntington Huskies. Cool. That's really kind of a, that reminded me of my dad's old high school for some reason. His Santa Barbara High School. The old bleachers. Okay, here we are.
Turn left to merge
Seattle
North.
Five. Here we are. We're back to the freeway. Yay. Good old GPS. Now, I'm going to pause while I get back up to speed here, have a little coffee, and then I'll be back as the beautiful sunrise is coming up, and I can see the silhouette of all these pine trees. Oh, the trees in the area just make me want to nestle up in them. Okay, I gotta find my
Teddy Bear Riots?
This story's crazy. radio stations and it's stuck on this one. Scan. Let's see what's next. I can barely hear it.
Jesus Christ.
Boy, that's two Jesus Christ ones. I must be in Bible country. Is like that robin's egg blue, you know, that really new blue that basically with a little bit of reddish, you know, pastel, not red, more of an orangey pastel, really light coral at the horizon line just over the mountain there, and then into that robin's egg blue, kind of really pastel light. I like being up sometimes this early. You can see things in a different way. I remember being up this early when I was at the Grand Canyon and watching the sunrise there. Oh, it's just something about that light, so pure. I think this is a long enough cast, so I'm going to say goodbye and start a new one eventually. I don't know where I put. I had my microphone fall. Bernie, if you're listening, I just had a Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument. Okay, now I can see. I want to stop and get a picture of that mountain if I can.
Thank you.
give you a little insight. That music is Mendelssohn, and he wrote it while he was up in Scotland. And it was feeling just appropriate for where I'm driving, with these trees on either side and the water and the mist coming up off the meadows and the light just coming over and up. It just felt like that music was sort of the same, like what I would create, I guess, if I was a composer. Seeing what I was seeing. Interesting. Detour. I was driving and along came the sun a little bit, tiny bit more coming up and up through the trees, and I look over to the right and what do I see but Mount Rainier. And Mount Rainier National Park is here, and Mount St. Helens is here. So I thought, what are you doing? Do drive by that? No. It says the state park is 4 miles this direction. Why not see it as the sun rises? So I took a detour, headed east just for a little while to see if I could see this mountain. Oh my God, it looked glorious with the sun coming up on it. So I see the sun peeking through all of the pines, and I thought, you know, I'm not that much of a rush. Why shouldn't I go view this mountain? I love mountains too. So I love geography, and I love, nature. Lewis and Clark State Park, Jackson House Historic Site. Yeah, this is the stuff you're supposed to do when you take it off the beaten path. Sometimes you gotta do it. So I'm east on 12, Highway 12. This is White Pass Scenic Byway. Oh, God, the sun coming up is glorious. But I'm still waking up. My coffee's still pretty good. It's pretty hot still, but I'm drinking it. Rockin' J Ranch. The big black birds having their breakfast on the grasses. Oh, I see a deer. Look at you waiting there. See what happens when you take the off the beaten path. You can see nature. I think I'm my dad's girl when stuff like this happens. take us off the beaten path. Oh, we're just gonna go driving. Oh, I think we'll turn here today. That's how he would do it. And off we were going, you know. I think as a kid I was a little annoyed at it once in a while. I was like, we're gonna get there, you know. But overall, it has laid a really good foundation for me to just enjoy rides and to see what I could see in the moment. And he would point things out occasionally. Oh, look at the beautiful, beautiful purple. I think it must be Lupin.
Proceed to the root.
Under the trees there. Wow. And the birdies are out getting their breakfast because it's morning. Oh, look at the sunrise over this mountain range. It's beautiful. It's a rosy, rosy purple. That alpenglow, but with the morning light. Oh, and you can just see the silhouettes of the mountaintops, the line of the ridge. Oh, that's just gorgeous. I'm so glad I did this. And the purple wildflowers. Oh, yeah. See, you know, 4 miles out of your one way, you know, make 4 miles back. Big of a deal. You'll see the blackbirds feeding and the robins. Now we're kind of in a more wooded area. Let's see here. I can see there are people that still live in here. I can see houses. Sporadic, but you know there are houses with lots of property. That one says for sale by owner. Big land. Little house with lots of property. Supposed to have your land. Not with everybody on top of one another. I love the countryside. Oh, I live in a suburb of San Francisco. And then, of course, San Francisco, everything's on top of one another. Oh, here's the sun. It's up.
Turn left onto Kisser.
It's up and in bloom. Coming through the trees and across the meadows. Now it's bright. Oh, wow. It's so bright I can't even look over there. How beautiful. Wow. I think the mountain is kind of getting eclipsed from the sun so being so bright. I think the mountain is right there. Let me see. Let me see. That's the east right there. So the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. I want to see the big mountain. Entering Ethel. Ethel. Entering Ethel. That sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? Cowlitz Trout Hatchery. Yeah, I had passed the Cowlitz River. I'm sure I'm going to go back over it now since I've come. Oh, there's one of my old barn. Old barns. I love those old barns. I keep telling myself I'm going to find myself a barn. That's what I need, an old barn. I just need to live in a barn and paint in a barn and I'll be good. There's some more mist coming up off that meadow. Wow. I kept thinking that one actually looked like it was sprinklers, but there's no sprinklers. I can't see anything. Oh, look at this wood. Patches of wood, little forest, and then paradise. Oh, and the sun coming through all the foxtails. Wow, where am I? Premium quality. I haven't seen a sign anymore for the state park. Where am I? Brim Road. I'm on Brim Road, Studio 12, family hair color. Alpha hay for sale. Wow, look at this big farm out here with this open land. Is that gorgeous or what with the sun coming across? You know, I'm a country girl, I guess. I think I really am. My roots are as a farmer. smell the alfalfa. Now there's some water that has like a sprinkler head on it. And there's a cattle ranch. Bunch of cows, bunch of bossies out there. Also see a bunch of flags out here, so flags are, when people fly their flags anymore in my country, of course we're not, yeah, we are in my country still. We're not in British Columbia yet. It generally has a connotation of Republican. That's weird. Conservatives. Isn't that funny? That's what the flag means. I think that's why I don't fly my flag anymore. Because it's taken on a connotation of conservatism. Conservatism. And a certain party. And a certain mentality, actually. It even goes beyond party. It goes down to, like, how somebody actually thinks. You know, they're pro-military, pro-gun, pro, you know, whatever. That kind of extreme or ultimate. That's not ultimate. Ultra. Sort of ultra-conservative. Well, I sure as heck didn't see my mountain yet, but this has been nice. I probably should go back to the beaten track. I'm not seeing what I thought I would see. I might have missed a turn. I didn't set it on a map or anything. Have I gone 4 miles? Probably. Probably gone 10. Just going ooing and aahing and ooing and aahing. So that's it. When I get up here, I'll see. I'll turn around, look at my map. And what do we have over here? So I'm in Timberland? Don't know if that's a town. Obviously in business for himself. Everything in gutters. On the side of his truck. Everything and gutters. Okay, well, I don't know where I'm going now, so I'm going to have to go back the other... Oh, wait, here's a sign. We are at Cowlitz Salmon Hatchery. Yeah, so I went all the way back to Cowlitz River, so I remember passing that by. I was hoping to get a sight of a beauty. I'm going to have to look at my map because I want to see that mountain. How could I have missed a mountain? Oops. Oh, that's the middle divide. Okay, Salmon Hatchery turning right. I don't want to do that. I'm in the Salcom Timberland Library. Look at that little podunk library. They do DVDs though. That's so funny. Here's the fire district. Consult the old map. I obviously missed something in the big scheme of things here. Let's take a look at the map. US Highway 12, stay on for 19 miles. But I didn't tell it. Let's see. Take me over a river. And then where's it gonna take me? I guess I'm on another route to get up to the to Seattle. So I can get to Seattle through the mountains here. It's gonna hit me back over there, State Route 7. Yeah, no, it just makes me a big loop. Let's see if I put in something else here. Tap for turn by turn. So I'm like not gonna go through Tacoma if I go this direction. Mount Vernon, Everett. Aberdeen. Wow, that's where I was. Near where I think my some of my family was from in Scotland. Okay, well, let's see. I gotta make a decision. I'll put the video or the audio on map. Pause. Okay, so I ended my jaunt. I could not find the mountain. It's hilarious. Anyway, I just saw a sign on the side of the road here that said, if we lose our freedom, what is left? Now, you can put that into any context you want. It was a white billboard with, like an Uncle Sam on it, you know, drawn on it. Red, white, and blue guy in a white, you know, a hat and everything, stars and stripes, blah, blah, blah. You can lose, if we lose our freedom, what do we have left? Yeah. What is freedom? That's what I'm thinking anymore. Is freedom living in a country that, okay, this is going to sound bad, but is freedom living in a country or a world for that matter that sells you a line of crap and you're supposed to believe it for the rest of your whole life until you get to be about, you know, a certain age and you uncover the truth? Is that freedom? I don't know, I was thinking about that the other day with my kids. How they still are gonna be, have to come, become more awake, or woken, if you will. And then I was thinking about how we indoctrinate our children, even to the point of how we live our lives. You know, we have a house, we have things, we buy things, we have TVs, we have all that stuff, right? Quote unquote stuff. And, I don't know. What is freedom? We're taught freedom is a lot of things as we grow up. At least I have been taught freedom is when you have enough money, so you don't have to worry about money, you have a house, you have a car, you have a good job, you have blah, 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 right? And within that, there's a lot of things that you have that you aren't free from with, if you want to look on the external things. But anyway, yeah, I think it's an interesting question for the morning. What is freedom? What is freedom? Okay, so that's my philosophical thing built off of a, built from a billboard along Highway I-5 in Washington, the state of Washington, going along north. Oh, here's a big tanker train that's down here. Something written on the sides of it, too. Happy something, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm now in the historic district, so it looks like Paley Raymond. I have no idea. It's probably a Native American thing, and I should know. Okay. We're in the I-5 Chamberway Bridge. I'm still not awake, as you can tell. I'm moving over so I don't get run over by a big truck coming on the freeway. And I was hoping to report about how many miles I have. There's still lots of open land up here in Washington. And forests. How did all the forests get here, I wonder? I know that, you know, we planted some, but some are just indigenous here, right? I love it. Very thick forests around. Oh my, they're building a huge something overpass here. Dutch Brothers. I'm going to have to try this Dutch Brothers before I leave the Pacific Northwest. I've seen it in Oregon as well. We don't have it in California that I know of. So it's a Pacific Northwest thing. So I think it's like a place to eat. I don't know. Dutch Brothers. Probably should try one before long. I was hoping to tell you where I was, but I guess it doesn't really matter. Holy moly moly. So it says here, North 507, Mellon Street City Center. I am in a place where this is kind of a place here. Pepper Mill, Motor Inn, Olympic Club. Historic downtown, Centralia. Centralia College. Mellon Street City Center. Haven't a clue. I said if I found that mist again, I was going to stop and take a picture, but I can't really stop on this freeway. But here it is again. Just sort of lingering. I guess it's called Entering Centralia, Port of Centralia. Let's go back to my map for a minute to see if there's water. Where am I? Okay, no, I'm not near water yet.
Huh. Well, I'm new to all the city
names and places here in Washington, so they're all sounding foreign to me. Oh, look at this beautiful water here. I love the morning light on everything. Water, trees, weeds, sides of barns. Alrighty then, another pause in the radio station as I go over the Skookumchuck River. Not Skookumchuck. Something like that. Skookumchuck. It was a long word. S-K-O-O. I think it was C-C-H-U-M-U-C-K or something like that. Skookumchuck. This is one of these words that you would kid have fun with and make up words from. Skookamooka. Oh, I love these tree-lined mountains. Their little pointy heads. Pointy heads up above. All right, then. That's it for now. Here's an oldie but goodie. Can you hear Whitney? How will I know? I know. That'll put you back into the wet. What was that? 70s, 80s? 80s. I stopped at a rest stop. Bum, bum, bum. I just needed to stop driving for 2 minutes. And this came up and it said 50 more miles until another rest stop. And I thought, you know, you need to get your ass out of the car. Bum, bum, bum. I feel like dancing this morning. Dancing my car. People sleeping all around me. It's only 6. It's 6:42 a.m. I've been awake for 2.5 hours. You can't clap while you're driving, really. I drive with my knees, but. Took my vitamin. Da, 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 da. Finished my pumpkin bread. Mm-mm-mm. Oops. Love me. I know, I'm goofy. Imagine what I'll be like tonight at 11 o'clock. I'll take a nap. Hope you can hear that. Love that sax. There's some gal in front of me. She's probably in her 20s. If her 20s. She's got all her stuff like I did last night on my driver's side. And she slept in her passenger side with her seat back just like I did. And she's in a little VW Bug. Black one convertible. Hey girls and boys. We do it. We do what we have to do to get up the road, don't we?
Incredible documentary, Whitney. That's a good one if you'd like to the heat and get into an air-conditioned theater this weekend.
Okay,
that's
I'm going to take a walk.
I'm John Fisher at 6:43.
That was a good wake-up to just
oh gosh,
sit there and listen
so
to Whitney.
Because, you know, I'm alone in here, day after day.
I'm alone in here.
Now, there's another human in here with me.
Yeah.
Kim Shepherd is here. Hi, Kim. Kim, wait a minute. Now, why can't
Isn't that funny?
Hello.
See, I'm so
I'm in my studio alone a lot. I'm in my car alone a lot. We need people, but, you know... All right, yes, we need people sometimes, and sometimes we don't need people. Okay, I'm going to take a walk. There's trucks over there. I don't need to go over there. That building's closed. I don't need to go that direction. So, we will go see what this side of the universe has. I'll finish up my coffee. Yep, yep, yep. Cream on my legs. I just did that. I'm living out of a bag. I have my bathroom stuff in a bag plus a little makeup thing for my skincare. when you're camping, you don't really give a hoot. But, you know, I do have to meet some friends at the festival. I don't want to look like a total vagabond. Alrighty then. So off to walk. I was just loading this up to post, and that song came on, so I guess this will be the last part of that post. Adios, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.